focus on your system and how to cleanse yourself and the relationship of these things to your feelings and emotions and your mentality. The Kemetic Diet, Food for Body, Mind, and Soul, along with Egyptian Yoga. That's the book with the postures and the history of Egyptian yoga, the culture, illustrations, specific directions about how to do things. That's what this package has. These two books are yours for $150. If you're getting a busy signal, keep on pushing. Keep on trucking, as the kids say, and you will hear from us. We have three callers on the line, and we can get four, five, and six to join you. Now, those two books are pretty much the plan, minus the CD, minus the video, minus the tapes. If you get the two books, you'll be in good stead for $150. However, we have a more deluxe package, and the deluxe package is the exercise workout book, and we felt you needed the video with that because you can then see and watch. It's better to watch and see how things are being done than it is sometimes to hear it. So with the exercise workout book, we're offering the CD, the music to go along with it, along with the video and 2 one-hour tapes of Dr. Ashby and his wife Karen describing to you the process of yoga exercise. If you'd like that package, it's a measly $250. Easily it could cost $400, but we're offering for $250. And the number to call, thank you for these calls, is 212-209-2950. 209-2950. 212-209-2950 is the number. Now, we're also able to make the book and the CD, the exercise book and CD available for $150. And that's nice because the music goes along with it. And then we have the two books we're offering, 212-209-2950. Now, we're going to get into something else in a few minutes, and tomorrow we're going to tell you about we're going to give you the details on a workshop in Egyptian yoga, meditation, and diet. But that's coming up for tomorrow. Today, we want you to have the material in your hand that you'll need. The Kemetic Diet, Food for the Body, Mind, and Soul, based on your African heritage, honey, and Egyptian yoga, meditation, also right out of Africa, ancient Egypt. These ancient cultures, when Karen Ashby was saying, look, these are the people who built the pyramids, and they haven't figured out how they did that yet. So I want to know how they ate, how they exercised, how their philosophy impacted their daily lives. And these two books give you the answers. 212-209-2950. Thank you very much. We have three callers on the line. Can we get four, five, and six? Thank you, five. Can we get six to join you? That's Jabel Foy. Jabel, say your name properly for me.
Jabel Foy.
Jabel Foy.
Yeah. You know, I don't know how you do it. You know, I see like your spirit is probably unbreakable. And it is, in fact, unbreakable because I've seen so many things going on around and you have not allowed none of those things to dampen not just your spirit but your sense of direction.
Mm.
You're heading toward the same place you said from earlier on this morning that you were going to be. So I'm sitting here with I'm out looking at you and hearing you. I'm totally out. And I think that there's a lot of lesson to be learned here. And the people who are out there listening, there is so much you are getting from what's going on in this place here. And I understand that a few minutes ago you probably wondered what's taking place. Yes, indeed, because we have had some people, a group of people who are bent on reversing the process here. And they walked into the studios and come in with their banners and things to actually, in some ways, I mean, not to get paranoid, but to take over the station because that is their wish. They have taken over the station before. That was about a year or so ago when somehow the station was given, the leadership of the station was given to a person who was not chosen nor even had much chance in terms of becoming a PD. That was the only takeover that people really need to reckon with. And I've told you here on my program, on the airwaves, over and over again that something very terrible is about to happen. And somehow people thought that probably I was blowing the horn too early and too quick. But we could foresee the turmoil that it was going to bring us, and it happened. Now, what we are trying to do here is not just to maintain Save This Radio Station, but it is also to somehow make it an instrument of the community, not an instrument of a portion of the community or few people. And they came in here trying to basically take over, but I think, as you said before, they haven't even begun to fight the battle properly, and this shows actually volume. I see somebody here actually in the studio as I'm speaking with a microphone, being physical with Paul Derianza. This is a serious issue, and this is happening right now in WBAI. But one thing is for sure, is if you could go on, Marjorie. If you won't think that you can take over this station in a physical manner, or even say that nothing is going to happen up until Amy Goodman is back here at 9 doing this drive, you got it wrong, because no one who is or anyone who is not willing to sit here and raise funds for his own, for the survival of the station, for your own salaries, there is no point in you thinking that you're going to be on doing this membership drive. It's almost over. We're going to be up here until Wednesday, and I could guarantee you, you can bring the sky down to my head level, but Amy Goodman or no one else in this station who is not willing to come out and raise funds won't be here until the end of the drive. It is a simple fact. And it has never been the case whereby, let's say, we've been attacked and bombarded by calls and we accept to do something that is totally unprincipled, unethical. So, you know, this is very simple. The drive will be over on Wednesday. On Thursday, more or less, we'll be back to normal. But I'm telling you that we are here to do the job for even those who are working hard to sabotage and destroy this registration. I've said here a couple of weeks ago that we are raising funds so that we could pay, so that we could finance Democracy Now. We are here to raise funds so that we could maintain this registration. If you're not in the spirit to raise funds for Pacifico WBI, that is fine with me. But please, let us do our job. Some of us are not fettered by our actions and mouth, and we will be here doing what we have to do. So today, in the same spirit, we're going to stay into the realm of things of African origins. And Marjorie is just trying to tell you now, we're dealing with the Kemetic origins of yoga. We're dealing with the Kemetic origin of vegetarian diet, as I said, vegetarian. And we're not just giving you this because we're into a yoga mood. We are into this business because history has to be set straight. You have been bamboozled, and when I say you, I mean Africans, non-African, blue, white, yellow, everybody. You have been bamboozled about the history of this world, and you could sit here and say whatever you may. You could sit here and say, okay, we need some heavy-hitting politics in the morning. It cannot be as heavy as this, because what we are telling you, what you thought was for all these years, for so long, has never been, and it will never be, because it is a cycle. The cycle started in Africa, and we're going to give you more of that. In a minute, we're going to give you, actually, as we speaking about things of African origins, Christianity's African origin by Dr. Ben, since you want it hard, and you want it you want it hard hit, we're going to go right there, on the spot. And this is serious. This is serious. Yes. We are not going to bow down to, you know, bullies or people who think they could walk into an office space and take it over because you feel that someone is quote-unquote being harassed. It is a lie. If anybody tells you Amy Goodman is being harassed, it's a lie. If anybody's being harassed, that's Amy harassing all the people, that's Amy inciting all the people to harass people walking over here. So, we are grown-up people, and as we say, where we're sitting, we are sitting firm and strong, and we are not moving until the end of this drive. You would not hear from those who are working hard to sabotage this drive, and we are working to raise their salaries. We are raising funds to support their programs, because you know what? Next Friday, on the 15th, they're going to line up here to pick up their paychecks. Have you ever thought about that? Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about that? So until next time,
we'll be I'm not even sure I understand the rationale for someone to come in the door and punch an employee
in the face,
and then tell me through the door he wants to talk peacefully. that there's something wrong with. You don't punch people out and then ask them to talk to you peacefully. No, you there's some homework that needs to be done here in terms of human development. Just sheer human development. That's what we're trying to do. And if we can't do that, then we can't talk about it. Paul is the person who...
I have the mark here. Everybody can see the mark on my face where I was struck by the left eye. Can you see it there?
Yes, I do see it.
Everybody see the welt?
Yeah.
Jabel, do you see the welt?
Yeah, I see.
It's turning like blackish white.
Sorry. Well, I don't know what
my
to say.
My glasses are all bent out of shape. This is a reporter, a guy who is wearing a ID badge for Indie Media. You know, Indie Media is the George Soros financed organization that's allegedly of the anarchist ilk, mm-hmm. but in actual fact is sort of a hit operation organized to support Amy.
Soros? You mean, no, which Soros you talking about? The
George Soros. The right-wing guy who destroyed Eastern Europe, the right-wing guy who says he's for all these positive causes, but he's really financing an attack on a public radio station and trying to take it over, George Soros.
George Soros, I mean, you mean the
person who ran the Indy Media Center when I was in Philadelphia, where, you know, I saw Amy working all the time and never saw her once over at the Pacifica site?
Wow.
Now, who does she work for?
Who is this guy who hit you?
I don't know. He was wearing an Indy Media identity badge.
I see. Well, we're going to take care of that. We're not having that happen.
You know, and he struck me unprovoked.
Well, I saw it right here through the glass windows, and I wondered what happened and what gives him the right to walk in here and even think of lifting a finger.
He was trespassing, first of all, but nobody gave him permission to be in here.
Right.
He just slipped in to a radio station, which, by the way, is covered by federal law.
Well, you know,
so he's coming in here and breaking not just city laws, but he's breaking federal laws.
So you mean all these people who are fighting against the corporate takeover, the court corporate takeover of Pacifica, are being financed by the father of corporate world, one of the fathers of corporate world?
Yes, of course.
Wow.
Just like over at they're all screaming about the Theater for a New City. I've pulled all the paperwork on there, and what a sleazy operation that is. Give me a break. They got a 17-story building going up above their structure that everybody in the neighborhood hates, and they have the nerve to say that it's not true, that it's non-union, that there's a picket line. Of course there was a picket line. Of course it's non-union. And of course, WBIX. You know, they say the X is for exile, WBIX, the X is for picket line crossing.
Well, you know, I don't know where to go with this. All I have to say is that I'm sorry that you in the line of duty
hit.
While you're doing what you're doing, you got hit. And right here in the studios, people getting physical.
Well, this person's working for Indy Media, and George Soros is backing it up. Maybe we should sue them.
And the Indy Media, as you said, when you went to the Democratic or the Republican convention.
I was at the Republican convention, and they were running where Pacifica was not allowed. They had signs. Pacifica reporters are not allowed to come into our room, except for one Pacifica reporter who was allowed and who was working there and who was the goddess of the scene, of course, Miss Amy Goodman.
And then the crisis did not even...
Listen, if you work for George Soros, he's got a lot more money than Pacifica, then take a paycheck from him.
Well, on that note, I would like to just us to take a minute, play some music.
Compose
for ourselves. Somehow get back.
And let me just say something, too. I've never, ever witnessed something like this here at WBAI, in the old studios or here. I came back when everything had happened.
Desperate.
I am amazed that it would reduce itself to this level. And I think someone who's in charge of that movement ought to come on somebody's airways and talk to their people about their behavior. This is outrageous. It feels like a right-wing attack.
Criminal.
It's just like the people who protest abortion clinics. They're no different than the people who protest abortion clinics.
They didn't know
focusing
who was
on
here.
Doctors here, they're focusing on programmers.
Yeah.
You know, there they killed Bernard Slepian. Here, what's going to happen? Who's going to get hurt here?
Yeah, the tactics are vile, and we're not using any tactics like that. What we're doing is conducting business. Well, that's what we're doing.
This great radio station that's funded by thousands of people and not one rich man in Hungary.
Well, we're going to keep on with what we're doing. We're going to keep our focus, and we're going to rock steady. You know that song, Rock Steady? We're going to keep the boat going. I mean, we have to have these studios alive and well, and we're going to get it that way and keep it that way. And I think to focus on the work is where it's at. And the person who came in here and attacked you like that, I hope you document it. Maybe
no,
you need to go have your eye looked
no,
at.
No, we will document it and we will take care of it. We're not going to let you leave you alone on this one.
No. I'm playing the police are coming.
You.
The police are coming. I'm making a report, and I plan to go to the emergency room and to establish the injury to my eye that was done here. And
the police are downstairs. Mm-hmm. They would like to speak with you.
All right.
And
I just want to say we're going to go to music, but when we come back, we want a different tone because we're going to continue the work here. We have work to do, folks. We're going to learn about the origins of Christianity in Africa. This subject really interests me a great deal because I'm the student of a person in Boston who is a Bible expert. So this is really interesting to me, and to be able to bring this to our listeners, it's just wonderful. So you stay tuned, and no matter what's happening in your day, just remember, the more we can stay centered and focused, the better off we all will be. Even those who perceive themselves to be our enemies, they're safer if we're centered and focused.
Well, I think the African origins of yoga also is working so well in some people's mind. They're all like losing it and say, okay, this is enough now. So we are staying in the same vein, and believe it or not, we do also have some materials on the African origins of mathematics and the African origins of physics, and both of them. So we would like to somehow share those things because it seems to us that the more we dispel the truth, the more we deal with the greater project of rewriting the true history of this world, the more some people tend to be agitated, and I kind of love it. It really gives me a chuckle to just see them losing their mind and acting like they're totally just from a different planet. And the issue is that we are on it, and we're not turning back until the end of this drive. Do not expect to hear those who are working hard to sabotage and inciting people to get violent. And somehow this morning it just reached a different level because one of our producers, Paul DeRangio, got punched right in the face right here in the studio with a group of people with their banners. Apparently these people also are being financed by George Soros, who happens to be one of the fathers of the corporate world to fight against the so-called corporate takeover of Pacifica. And this is a criminal act that we are not going to tolerate or even let go by. And even for some people who might have not been physically involved in it, we do know that they are the one who inspired those to be violent, and they also should be taken care of. Until the end of this drive, do not expect none of these people to be on, because we're right there and it's almost over. And we need to think about the end of the drive also.